This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A 1-2 punch for California. There had been no rain for months, but that has changed, and it comes after deadly wildfires. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Kind of a double-edged sword when we start forecasting rain for Southern California. It's a great thing, but then you got to remember that a lot of these areas that have had these fires that we're dealing with, unfortunately, haven't had a drop of rain since the beginning of the year. So now you get that on top of ground that's so hard, almost like concrete. We're talking about the possibility for mudslides.
The president called firings he made as standard and a very common thing to do. CBS's Christian Benavides on who woke up without jobs.
In an unprecedented move, President Donald Trump overnight fired more than a dozen federal inspectors general. The IGs are considered an independent check on abuse of power, tasked with investigating misconduct in federal agencies to assure it doesn't take place.
One more example of a lack of respect for rule of law.
These firings are Donald Trump's way of telling us he is terrified of accountability and is hostile to facts and to transparency.
The move is likely to result in legal challenges.
Kristi Noem is sworn in as the next Homeland Security Secretary, and there was another swearing in, says CBS's Willie James Inman.
Pete Hegseth is now the Secretary of Defense after a tie-breaking vote late Friday night.
I want to thank the President of the United States.
CBS News has learned that the Army has told units to prepare for possible deployment in anticipation of an increased military presence at the U.S. southern border.
Trump vowed to deliver his no tax on tips campaign promise during a visit to Las Vegas.
Nationwide, over 4 million workers depend on tip income, including an estimated 700,000 single moms.
He's not saying how he plans to get it done. Nevada has the nation's highest concentration of tipped workers, followed by Hawaii and Florida. David Dow anchored the news here on CBS News Radio.
News. I'm David Dow in Los Angeles.
And he also worked in TV news.
Good evening from CBS News. This is Newsbreak.
Reporting on news events in nearly 30 countries around the globe. That included 6 political conventions and 4 presidential campaigns. Dow worked at CBS News from 1972 to 2002. David Dow has died at 87 years old. Lizzo took to Instagram to say she's hit her goal weight.
I did it. Today I stepped on the scale and I met my weight release goal. Let this be a reminder that you can do anything, anything you set your mind to.
She showed a graph that says she's down 16% in body fat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I juggle a lot. And managing constipation with belly pain from my irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, with laxatives and fiber, isn't enough. My doctor recommended a way to get ahead of it. Then I said yes to Linzess.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day, and a new exhibit is opening in New York that'll serve as a reminder.
We have china from the Frank family in Frankfurt. There is furniture from Frankfurt.
Tom Brink is curator of a new Anne Frank exhibition at New York Center for Jewish History that recreates the cramped annex space where Anne and her family hid from the Nazis. Unlike the original in Amsterdam, which is empty, as per her father Otto's wishes, this is filled with original mementos.
There is Fritz Pfeffer's Spanish text. He was studying Spanish. He hoped to move to South America after the war.
Brink says the goal is to reach a new generation.
The exhibition is designed for a young audience, like students.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Frank and her family were rounded up by the Nazis in 1944 and taken to the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where she died the following year. The exhibit will remain in New York for 3 months before it moves on to other U.S. cities. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 10 above. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Partly sunny, upper 30s to around 40 Monday and Tuesday. A few flurries possible Tuesday night into Wednesday. Currently 21 degrees.
Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Thank you. Tambourine. a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
after you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollmann recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Flowers.
WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and butts and explode into space. Like a true nature's child, we were born.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Such a long time.
back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back. La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy, look out now.
My boyfriend's back.
Boy, well, I can see you coming, so you better get up running all right now. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You made a fool of me. We'll be right back. just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly, they call me Mellow Yellow. A wind of a loss of tenil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A sudden grace. Electrical banana is bound to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Exactly where